Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and we'd love to hear about probably an awkward encounter, I would say, when you bump into an ex while you're out with someone new, or just in general, running into that ex. 833-563-2539. The reason we bring this up is we saw this new survey. It asked people, you know, what happened? Did it actually go down? And 40% of people say, yeah, I bumped into my ex with their new person.
Awkward.
Who's it more awkward for? Is it for your ex who might be alone? Or is it more awkward for you who you got that new person? Because I feel like if that new person's like hot stuff, you're like, oh, sorry, this is Mike.
who's Mike?
Oh, he's my man.
It's really interesting, right?
I feel like as a guy, I don't know how women think, but like if I was back in the day single, let's be honest, I never could keep a girlfriend. I don't know what happened to my wife that she stuck with me, but if I did have an ex and I had a new girl, I would be like totally trying to run into my ex. That's how petty I would be.
Really?
Petty goals. But I don't know if that's women or maybe just me as a guy. I don't know if it's all men. Like, Chaps, if you, like, back in the day, because now you're obviously in a relationship with Hostage Boy, but you broke up with a guy or a girl that you were dating, would you want to run into your ex if you had a new person, or would you try to avoid that? Would that be awkward, or would it be a chance like, oh, yeah, check out what I got?
I think I wouldn't mind maybe once, just a quick little random bump in, and not something set up, but just a random bump in at the gas station.
Did your new boy run into your old boy?
They've never met. No.
They've never met. So, because right. I know you went to your old boyfriend's house with your new boyfriend, but he just stayed in the car, correct?
He was at work. My ex was at work.
Oh, so there was no encounter.
That would have been so awkward.
So Hostage Boy met my ex's parents, and they hit it off.
Was that weird?
At first, it kind of was, but mind you, I was with my ex for 7.5 years, so they were kind of parents to me.
Yeah, because you were like a parent to your ex, because you met him in middle school. So.
Right.
But that isn't always the case. Like, my ex's family doesn't really talk to me, and we were together for... I mean, since I was...
You were like middle school, high school,
11.
Right?
11.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully things, you know...
Does that ever real quick sink in? Your daughter's 10. Does that ever sink in that you look at your daughter now and 1 year from now she could meet her, like if it was the same thing, future husband? That's insane. Like
it
so
is
young.
Insane. It is insane. My advice would be just to wait. Because I got married super duper young. Initially, the one boyfriend I'd ever had in my entire life. Which is fun. And it's a fairy. It's like so lovely to say. Like, oh, but when retrospect, I feel like maybe you should wait and like really see what's out there also.
All right. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Leah this morning. Hey, Leah, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's going on?
Okay. So I have been with the same guy for about 2 years now. When we first started dating, like real new, like a weekend or whatever, we got drunk one night and he kept calling me Bailey. And I kept correcting him, all this stuff. Like, we got in a fight about it, whatever. The week after that, we went to go visit my friend up at college, went to a party. And we're all just like, we just got there, we're just talking. And I just hear a really high pitch. My boyfriend's name is Colton. I hear a really high pitch. Oh, my God, Colton! This girl comes running over to us.
You're like, was it Liv? That's her boyfriend's name.
Yeah, like... I'm just like standing there staring, watching this go down, and she's just like hugging him, touching him, and he goes, "Oh, hey, Bailey," and I was like, "Oh, dear God!"
Oh, no! Tell us you freaked out.
We had to spend the entire night with her and her group of friends.
Wow!
Hold on. Why did you have to spend the entire night with Bailey and the group of friends?
Apparently, Bailey became really good friends with my best friend.
Oh,
so like, when
boy.
My best friend went off to college, she and Bailey became, like, really good friends.
Oh, this is, like, too much.
You need to stand up and be like, no, we are not hanging out with Bailey
Leah,
tonight.
Leah, why do I feel like that relationship didn't last?
Oh, it didn't. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that would have been too tough for me. Once again, maybe I'm way too petty. But that's, like, everybody knows Bailey. Get out of here, Bailey.
You know what therapists say, though? Like, so if you have a child together, you should really be kind and embrace, like, when they start seeing someone new, if it's serious, because most likely you'll be the ones doing the exchanges and the interactions.
Yeah.
So that is, like, the hashtag goal.
All right. Well, hey, if you have anything else, why don't you tweet us? I'd like to hear about those stories. And if there's a Bailey in your life, from now on, that name will be cursed. It's Joe and McKenzie.